Show me your civic lessons of today, and I will show you your civic leaders of tomorrow. Show me your history lessons of today, and I will show you your political leaders of tomorrow. Show me the loving bonds between your families today, and I will show you the patriotism and moral clarity of your nation tomorrow. Good afternoon, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues and friends. I would like to welcome and thank all of you for joining me here today. I'm honored to serve as First Lady of the United States, and I look forward to sharing with each of you my sincere hopes for all that we will be able to do together to promote peace, human rights, and human dignity, leaving no one behind, especially not our children. The most important and joyous role I ever had is to be a mother to my young son. And what could possibly be more essential focus in everyone's life than that of loving, educating, and bringing up our next generation to be happy, productive, and morally responsible adults. Together, we must acknowledge that all too often is the weakest, most innocent, and vulnerable among us, our children, who ultimately suffer the most from the challenges that plague our societies. Whether it is drug addiction, bullying, poverty, disease, trafficking, illiteracy, or hunger, it is the children who are hit first and hardest in any country. And as we all know, the future of every nation rests with the promise of their young people. If we look at the present state of children in any society, we will see the future that our world can expect tomorrow. Show me your civic lessons of today, and I will show you your civic leaders of tomorrow. Show me your history lessons of today, and I will show you your political leaders of tomorrow. Show me the loving bonds between your families today, and I will show you the patriotism and moral clarity of your nation tomorrow. Our choices on how we raise and educate our children will in fact provide the blueprint for the next generation. If we do not advocate a love of country to our children and the generations to come, then why would our children grow up to fight for their countries, founding principles and moral truths? If we do not teach our children the importance of helping those less fortunate, wherever they may be, then why would they become caring adults who dedicate themselves to charity? If we do not ensure that our youth redefine their nation of community to reach beyond their own backyards, their own schools, and their own town halls, then why would we accept to see a new generation of leaders with a moral conscience that includes all of humanity? When we join together as parents, caring for children, whatever they live in our own families across the street, across the nation, or across the globe, we claim our responsibility to the next generation to ensure they are prepared to accept the torch of leadership for the world of tomorrow. And make no mistake, this will always begin with us coming together to embrace parenthood's noble calling. Nothing could be more urgent nor worthy a cause than preparing future generations for the adulthood with true moral clarity and responsibility. To achieve this, we must come together for the good of our children, because through them, our future will be defined. Therefore, We must teach each child the values of empathy and communication that are at the core of the kindness, mindfulness, integrity, and leadership, which can only be taught by example. By our own example, we must teach children to be good stewards of the world they will inherit. We must remember that they are watching and listening, so we must never miss an opportunity to teach life's many ethical lessons along the way. As adults, we are not merely responsible, we are accountable. I hope you will join me in recommitting ourselves to teaching the next generation to live by and honor the golden rule to unto others as you would have them unto you, which is my paramount in today's society and on focus as First Lady. It remains our generation's moral imperative to take responsibility for what our children learn. We must turn our focus right now to the message and content they are exposed to on a daily basis through social media, the bullying, the experience online and in person, and the growing global epidemic of drug addiction and drug overdose. No children should ever feel hungry, stalked, frightened, terrorized, bullied, isolated, or afraid, with nowhere to turn. We need to step up, come together, and ensure that our children's future is bright. In the coming months, I hope to reach out to each one of you here today, to call upon you for your support and guidance, and look forward to joining you in collaboration to support and educate our next generation. I'm asking leaders on social media, whose target market for their products and platforms is children, as well, community and educational leaders, to join me in this fight for the hopes and dreams of our children. With all my heart, I want to thank you, each one of you, for being here today, and tell you how much I'm looking forward to working with you on behalf of our children. God bless our children, God bless our nations, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.